Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Action for Wellness podcast. This is the Naturopath's Corner with me, Maya, the naturopath. I'm very excited to talk about today's topic, which is, am I getting enough protein? And this is a question I hear very, very often, because for many of us, one of the recommendations is going to be reduce your meat consumption, reduce your animal-based protein consumption. And then a lot of people ask if they need to maybe supplement it by adding protein powder. And so I figure, why not try and make some sense of this? So I can say that when I became vegetarian at the age of 11, this was one of the questions I heard throughout my entire teenage years. Where do you get your protein from? And if you've ever seen me, I'm 5'9", that's 1.75 meters. So clearly my growth wasn't really stunted. But there's a really common misconception that if you reduce your animal-based protein, you will be protein deficient. And there is a whole heap of concern in society today about where we're getting our protein from and am I getting enough protein? And there's all of this discussion, and practically if you go to the supermarket, every other item you see has extra protein in it. Do we need it? Well, let's find out. Okay, so what we're going to discuss is, how do we know if we have too little protein? How do we know if we have too much protein? How much protein do we actually need? And what are good protein sources for us? Okay, let's start making sense of this. So, protein is absolutely vital. We use it to build and repair our cells. We use it to create enzymes and hormones and antibodies. It helps us feel satiation, and that means we're less hungry, and that means we're snacking less, and usually our snacks are bad for us. So this is good. The average person requires about a minimum of 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. And if you are regularly exercising, you are trying to lose weight by reducing your fat without losing muscle mass. If you are pregnant or breastfeeding, and this will not necessarily be enough, and it's definitely not going to be enough if you are an athlete. Okay, it can go up to about 2 grams per kilogram of body weight if one of those cases is true for you. Generally speaking, if you weigh about 60 kilos, which is fairly average for women, then that's going to be about 48 grams of protein per day. If you weigh 80 kilos, we're talking about 64 grams of protein per day. That is probably a lot less than you thought it was going to be. If you're worried about your protein intake, let's stop and imagine for a minute, what did your menu look like today? Maybe you had yogurt with fruit or granola in the morning. Maybe you had like lentil soup for lunch, or maybe a salad with some chicken in it. Maybe you had rice with vegetables for dinner. So this isn't a particularly protein-packed day, is it? But that's probably all the protein you needed today. Okay, that's kind of reassuring, I think, for a lot of people. When should you worry about not having enough protein? Okay, so most foods contain a certain amount of protein in them. And in Western countries, it is fairly rare to have an actual protein deficiency. It's more common in Central Africa or Southeast Asia, where you can see up to about 30% of the population can have protein deficiency. it is in the Western world potential with certain populations. These include vegetarian and vegan people who have an imbalanced diet. They can include people who have been hospitalized for long periods of time, people with eating disorders such as anorexia. All of these populations have the potential of having protein deficiency. And the symptoms for that can be fatigue, it can be physical or mental developmental impairment, hair loss or loss of pigments of the hair, which means you can get grey or white hair prematurely, weight loss in muscle mass, low body temperature, insulin resistance, reduced ability to produce enzymes and hormones, which can cause hormonal imbalances and fertility issues. Can be a loss of skin elasticity, and of course we're going to see your immune system suffering. At its absolute worst form, which is most known from populations who've been starved for long periods of time, it can become lethal. Okay, so out of these populations that I discussed, one of the things that stands out to people the most is vegetarian and vegans with imbalanced diet. But let me just reiterate that this is an imbalanced diet. It is absolutely not a necessity. There is no issue with getting enough protein from plant-based sources. Now, obviously, if you're not vegetarian or vegan, it's very unlikely for this to be an issue for you. However, there has been a trend for people to reduce their animal-based consumption. This could be because of financial reasonings, environmental reasonings, health reasonings, or morality reasonings. Honestly, it doesn't really matter. But I do think we should address, can you get enough protein on a vegetarian diet? Yes. Short answer. The answer is yes. Vegetarian plant-based proteins are naturally lower in saturated fats and in calories and are far higher in fiber than animal-based proteins. So they're actually a very good source of protein. Now, some sources of protein from plant-based, such as soya or quinoa or hemp seeds, they contain what we call a whole protein, which basically means all of the amino acids. Most other sources don't have all of the amino acids, which is why you want to make sure that you're eating a balanced diet that has a variety of protein sources. Good protein sources include nuts and seeds, whether you add them to your granola or eat them as a snack or have them as some kind of spread like a nut butter, whether you make chia pudding for your dessert, very easy and yummy way of adding plant-based protein into your daily diet. Another idea is in grains such as quinoa and buckwheat. Now, quinoa contains all of the amino acids, and 100 grams of cooked quinoa contain about 4 grams of protein. It's very easy to replace your rice or your pasta with quinoa once a week. Buckwheat is a seed that we use as a grain, and you can use it just like quinoa. 100 grams of cooked buckwheat contain about 5 grams of protein, and it's very rich in fiber. It's both of these are also gluten-free, so if you have celiac disease, they're a great source of both protein and grain that you can use. Legumes, so all the beans and lentils are legumes, and they're all a great way of increasing your plant-based protein. Most beans contain between 5 and 9 grams of protein per 100 grams of cooked lentil or bean, and they're super easy to use. Tofu or edamame, basically soy, are one of the best sources of protein you can get from plant-based. They contain all of the amino acids, and there's about 11 grams of protein per 100 grams of tofu. It's also rich in iron and calcium and minerals, so there's that. And the most underrated source of protein is vegetables. I know we never treat vegetables like they're protein source, but a lot of vegetables are really good, like 6 sticks of asparagus, you're going to find 2 grams of protein. 100 grams of broccoli have 3 grams of protein, and even in 3 tablespoons of corn, you're going to find 2 grams of protein. But you already know that I would suggest adding vegetables regardless of the protein intake. So, what about too much protein? Yes, that can happen too, especially if you're on Atkins or the Zone or paleo diets. These consist of consuming a lot of protein. Generally speaking, it's to encourage weight loss and the building of muscle mass. Now, if you're a normal person, not an athlete, if you're a normal person with normal amounts of exercise, by which I mean you're probably living a fairly sedentary lifestyle, having over 2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight is actually not great for you. And symptoms of having too much protein can include digestive issues such as nausea and diarrhea and constipation. It can include dehydration and fatigue and irritability and headaches and weight gain and bad breath and calcium loss. So that's quite a long list. There's also a significant risk in disease such as kidney disease and liver disease and cardiovascular disease and diabetes and osteopenia and gout and cancer. So I would say for most of us, if we can stick to between 0.8 and 1.6 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight per day, we're going to be happy and we don't need to worry about more than that, and we don't need to worry about less than that. Just stick to about that much. And obviously, like I said before, there are certain cases in which this isn't true. So if you have questions, reach out, ask. To summarize, protein deficiency is far less common than you think, and too much protein can be equally bad for you as protein deficiency. That's number one. Number two is vary out your sources of protein as much as possible. You can have animal-based protein if it is yummy for you, but either way, even if you do eat animal-based protein, add plant-based protein as your main dish at least a couple of times a week. If you're already plant-based, then make sure your protein sources are varied and not the same ones on a daily basis. As ever, if you have any questions, I'm here. You can reach me at mayanaturopathy@gmail.com if you have questions, if you want me to answer them on the podcast. If you want to know about working with me, it's mayanaturopathy.co.uk. And really exciting news is that I'm opening a membership site very soon. It's going to have different health topics that we discuss each month, and it's going to be really cool. So if you want to join the wait list for that, that's also on my website. And it's been a pleasure. I hope you have a really good day, and I will see you in 2 weeks. Catch you later. Bye.